yeah! It's time for Neo Retro Video Game Disco! This week on the show, we got Cody from Budget Arcade. He'll be joining us live inside the local library in the public bathroom section. They got my favorite books! Today on the show, we're going to be talking about Mutant Football League, which is a spiritual successor to Mutant League Football. I know, all they did was just switch the words around. Didn't take much effort, but the game's great. We're going to check it out here on the show. Also on the show this week, we got a fake commercial. I mean, we got a totally legitimate commercial. Yeah! All right! Let's get going! Get it! Gotta go!
All right. Calm down. We made it. We're here.
It took months. I put that trailer out so long ago. And people said to me, Jeff, are you ever going to make that show that you make? Not Budget Arcade. Not Film Soliloquy. Those shows are good. We need something worse. And they thought I couldn't do it. They said to me, Jeff, you can't make Neo Retro Video Game Disco. You don't have what it takes. They said this to me. And yet here we are, inside the local library's bathroom. It's beautiful. They just cleaned in here. It smells like lemons and wintergreen, I think, is what they use on my seat. And we got a good episode this week. We got Cody from Budget Arcade, as you heard about in the opening. He's going to be here. He's going to talk with us about Mutant Football League, which is the new game that is inspired by Mutant League Football, which is the old game. Mutant League Football is a game from my childhood that I just love to play, and Cody's never played it, so I can't have him talk about it. But he has played extensively Mutant Football League. I think he's got all the achievements on the Xbox, whatever it is. And we're gonna stutter over our words, and then we're gonna dive in deep to that game and talk about what inspired it, where it came from, where it's gonna go. Oh man, what a day this has been, and we're here. So, Mutant League Football came out in 1993. I would have been younger at the time. And it came out on probably my favorite console of all time, the Sega Genesis. It was produced, or I should say published, by the old villain, Electronic Arts. Now, back in 1993, they didn't have the reputation they have now. This pre-existed before loot boxes and microtransactions ruined sports games forever. This was a game without the NFL license that was great. Fantastic. So good. Mutant League Football was a violent take on football. It didn't feature real players like Bo Jackson. Instead, it featured players like Bones Jackson, a skeleton. And sometimes you tackle the skeleton and he explode into bits. The refs had crazy names like I See Nothing. But the good thing about these refs is, if you wanted to, you could bribe them. You could give them money and they would make calls in your favor. If your opponent scored a huge touchdown, they'd call him for something crazy like sniffing the other guy's butt. That may not have been in the game, but something along those lines, something crazy that there's no way you could have done in the game. But don't worry. If the opposing team had bribed the ref against you, all you have to do is select the play called Kill Ref. When you select this play, what happens is everybody just kind of goes crazy. You start chasing after the ref. The other player gets to control the referee and make him run away from your team. And if you kill the ref, you get a brand new one, but you do get penalized for killing the referee. So it's great. Now, you can only bribe the ref one time per half, so it's not that OP. Now, there are also other crazy plays in this game, such as throwing dynamite, turning into a giant monster, all kinds of stuff. So not only was your opponent the problem, you had to also deal with obstacles and things on the field, such as landmines, pools of lava, and, well, the vacuum of space. A lot of times if you were driven out of bounds, you would fly out of bounds into space, like in where the astronauts live. Anyway, so the thing about this is, though, you could actually, if your player got killed, they were out for the whole game. And you can even get to the point where you've killed so much of the other team's team, because that's what we're saying, they would have to forfeit the game. What a great game. Now, this did come out on the 16-bit Sega Genesis, so the graphics are much more limited than we see today. However, the graphics are fantastic for the time. Everybody has a ton of animation, and there's hilarious lines of dialogue that you can read, because again, it was the 90s, we had to read our video games. And also, there was an incredible soundtrack. Here, let me play you a bit. Now, I don't know about you, but my 16-bit ears love that song. It's so good. There's also plenty of music when you're selecting your plays or listening to the referee talk about why you shouldn't murder him. But, alas, they never made another one. Now, they did have a game called Mutant League Hockey, which took the violence of Mutant League Football and threw it into hockey. Had a good soundtrack. Same referees you could attack. And the fighting, well, you know, it was all right. The hockey was good, but the rest of the game, it was okay. It just didn't quite match the prestige of Mutant League Football. Sadly, Mutant League Hockey was the last Mutant League game to ever come out. There were plans for Mutant League Basketball, which would have blown my mind, because basketball is and was my favorite sport. I don't know if I'll ever get to see that. I never knew if I'd get to see Mutant League Football ever come back. My favorite football game has been NCAA football for a long time. But up until recently, they haven't been making them. Well, I don't want to say up until recently, but they stopped making these games. Because of some rules or something, I don't know. But they don't make my favorite football game anymore. And I had always hoped that EA would see the light and bring back Mutant League Football. But that was too much to hope for, as EA has changed since the days of 1993 into a company that's all about their bottom line, which all companies are, but it's stifled creativity. That's when Michael Menheim, designer of Mutant League Football, decided to take matters into his own hands.
I'm Michael Menheim, and I've had a long and exciting career in video games. And out of all the games I've made, there's one game that still haunts me. It cries out, begging me for a remake, and that game is Mutant League Football, originally released in 1993. It was a fun parody of professional football, where mutants and monsters took to the field to battle it out in the most violent game ever played. It spawned a Saturday morning cartoon show, a toy line, a comic series, a game spinoff called Mutant League Hockey, and to this day, it has an insanely loyal fan base. And then, just like that, the franchise was killed.
What you just heard was Michael Menheim himself on a video for his Kickstarter for Mutant Football League. This Kickstarter, his first Kickstarter, was in 2013 and sadly did not meet its goal of $750,000. So my dreams of ever playing Mutant League Football again died. Until 2017, when Michael came back with another Kickstarter and a much more attainable goal of $60,000. They met this goal, and Mutant Football League was gonna get made. And unlike other Kickstarter games, Mutant League Football was made. It's here, you can play it on your PlayStation 4, your Nintendo Switch, your Xbox, your PC. You can play it today. And we're gonna talk about it this week with Cody from Budget Arcade, and we're gonna do that right after this break. My son, he uses too much toilet paper. It's been cutting into our budget. cutting into the food I can put on the table for him. He must crumple it after he rolls it around his hand like two or three times, and then crumples it, and then just does one pass through. I can't afford to go on like this. I can't afford to spend this much on toilet paper. I found myself down in the dumps, about to give up.
That's when I discovered double-sided toilet paper from the makers of diapers that go on your armpits. It's double-sided toilet paper. Each sheet has two sides to it, so you can double back when you need that extra layer of poop scoopiness. Now available at your local grocer. For a one-time discount, tell them Neo Retro Video Game Disco sent you, and go to their website and use the promo code VegetableLegs. Don't worry, it'll save you money. Go now, support the show!
All right, and welcome back into the studio. We're here in the public bathroom at the local library, or the local library at the public bathroom. We're inside. We're here. We've got a guest. He's a first ever guest here on Neo Retro Video Game Disco. He's from the podcast Budget Arcade. He's one of the founding members. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. It's Cody. Good to see you, Cody. Good to see you. Good to see you. How you been?
What's up, everybody? Jeff, you do realize I quit Budget Arcade, right? You were there when it happened.
Anyway, Cody's here to talk about a video game we played. It's called Mutant Football League. All right, Cody. So, have you ever played Mutant League Football for the Sega Genesis?
I did not play Mutant League Football, but I did play NFL Blitz, which has a little bit of those aspects thrown into it. But no, the original Mutant League Football, no, I did not.
Okay, so how did you come across Mutant Football League?
Funny enough, it was actually you. About like maybe a month before it came out, you were like all excited about it. You said it was like NFL Blitz. I've really missed that game, so I was super pumped, and you know, we just started playing it just a quick arcade fun game. So figured I'd give it a shot.
Why don't I remember this? What the hell? Okay. I mean, oh, that's cool. All right. So you did mention it does play like Blitz. I mean, it is Blitz. It plays a lot like Blitz.
It is Blitz. I would say it's Blitz the League on steroids. If anyone's ever played
I did play Blitz the League, and it was absurdly violent. And this is like fun violence in this, but the violence in Blitz the League was like, it would zoom into the leg and you'd see the bone shatter.
Yeah, but you know, you get to see people explode, whether they're human, android, robot, mutant, whatever it is. You get to watch them blow
now we got
pieces,
skeletons and
just get
and xenomorphs right out of the alien movies.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. It's more cartoony violence, not the realism of Blitz the League.
I did like Blitz the League though. I had fun with that game.
I did too.
It got bad ratings, but so this game was made by the original founder of Mutant League Football, one of the original designers, and he wanted to bring the game back. So just what are your first impressions when you opened up the game the first time and started playing for someone who's never played Mutant League Football?
You know, it was it's very simplistic, at least when I first played it. There was just a play now, online, and a season mode. That's all there was. You jump straight into it. You pick a team. And there's a lot of comedy with with the foul mouth commentators. They're really funny. They crack jokes at each other, joke about what's going on, people getting straight up murdered on the field. They love to do a play on the names of everybody, such as the my favorite team, the Carolina Panzers. You got the notable quarterback Wham Neutron, the middle linebacker Nuke Freakley. Then you got the Blitzburg Steelheads with Hambonio Crown at receiver, or Invader.
Well, and then you could move over to the New London Patriots, or I mean New London Hatriots with an H, and they have Bomb Shady, I think it was, and they have Throb Bronkowski.
Then you got the Grim Bay Attackers, who have Airborne Dodgers as their quarterback. But you know, it's obviously right off the start, you can tell that it's very comical. It does not take itself seriously, and that's what makes this game great. Is nothing serious. You jump in, commentators are making jokes. You get on the field. It's a very simplistic playbook, and you just start trying to play football as much as you can. And everybody starts dying. You murder the other team. There's mines on the field. There's all kinds of stuff everywhere. There's dirty plays. It's great. I had a blast when I first picked it up.
Yeah, so now, and it does have a lot of things that are brought forward from Mutant League Football. It does have all the aliens and the monsters and the mines on the field. I mean, your players can get literally killed on the field. And we'll get into this, but there's more than one way to win other than just having more points. There is another way to win, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But so like on the old Mutant League Football, you had passing windows, and I don't know did you play any football games on like Super Nintendo or Sega Genesis? And do you remember passing windows?
The only football game I played on like older systems is I played the original NFL Blitz on PlayStation. So I don't remember passing windows. Okay.
So passing windows, when you would do a passing play, your quarterback would back up and then you would get three little windows, like split screen on the top of the screen, that showed where your receivers are and what was going on. And it did not work the way it was supposed to. It was awful. Now, in this game, you don't have passing windows. It's a much more modern way of throwing the football. You can see downfield. You can see all the receivers. You can see the routes the defenders are running. So it makes it a lot better. It's a huge improvement. So let's talk about the dirty plays. Again, this is something that's taken right out of Mutant League Football. It's going to be confusing saying Mutant League Football and Mutant Football League, because all they did when they made this game to keep from getting copyright infringement from EA was flip the words around. But so they did bring in dirty plays. Why don't you tell us about those?
Yeah, so there's technically three types of dirty plays. You have two different dirty tricks on offense, two dirty tricks on defense, and then there's one called you can bribe the ref. And that basically makes it it's essentially if somebody scores a touchdown, but you bribe the ref beforehand and then your opponent made a huge play, well, guess what? It's getting called back on some BS. And the only way to counteract that is at that point, the ref's bribed. You have to take out that ref. You have to kill him, and then he's off the field. You use a turn, and you lose some yardage. Could be worse. But then you have the dirty tricks on offense, which could be anything from one called Roid Rage, where your player just gets absolutely massive. You basically can't take him down until he dies. You can pull out a shotgun and start running with the ball. Defense, you can go. Jeff loves this one, the zap attack. I hate this one.
That one. a bolt of lightning comes down and murders your quarterback. It's wonderful.
Yeah, or it's actually whoever touches the ball and they just fumble the ball. It's like, all right, cool. I had no chance. But then you can do like, you can jump off sides and kill the QB instantly. It's great.
Strongest trick play or dirty trick play is kill the quarterback, because the other way you can win, other than scoring more points than your opponent, is to kill so many of their players that they can't move on. And if you have a play in your playbook that instantly kills the quarterback of the other team, making them use their backup, it's so overpowered and the best trick play. And this is like you played with the micro hard mutilators, which is essentially the Seattle Seahawks in this game. And they have that play and it's powerful.
Yeah. And then, you know, and the other way to actually kill the players is once the play is over, the person's still up. Everybody's got a health bar, but when you tackle somebody, obviously they're going to lose a little health. They take a rough up. Well, then you can start jumping on them, punching them, kicking them. You can freaking elbow drop everybody. And if they lose too much health, well, guess what? They're gone. They're done. You're not getting them back. And Jeff hates that about when he plays me with that.
Yeah, because that's how you won. So we played a game back in the green room, as we call it here in this beautiful studio that's built inside the bathroom of the local library. And we played a game and I was winning. And then you killed all of my quarterbacks. Now I thought the game was over, but I was able to keep going with my running back at quarterback. And by then I had built enough of a lead where I was fine. So the big thing about this game isn't so much the plays you call. So it's not as difficult as a game like Madden where you have a lot of your bad passes will actually complete. The way you win this game is by managing your dirty trick plays, managing when you bribe the ref. So we were playing a game and Cody and I accidentally bribed the ref at the same time.
And unfortunately, I was super confused because we bribed him at the same time. And it's one of those weird things. I guess it's whoever enters the input last. Apparently, Jeff was the one that did it and he got
I paid him more.
Oh, that's fair. You probably have more money than I do. Anyway, but you know, I was like, he made a huge play and I was like, all right, well, obviously it's going to get called back on a penalty. It never came. I was like, all right, well, maybe it's just when he scores a touchdown. It didn't ever come. And then I actually picked the ball off, I picked it off, ran it a good ways back, and then I got a penalty call on me and I was mad. God, I was mad. And I was like, did you bribe the ref at the same time I did? He goes, did you do it 2 plays ago?
Yep.
Yep. Good Lord.
Yeah. I love this game. So that's basically your on-field production or your on-field play. And it's great. It plays like Blitz. It's not as much a game of skill as it is of just managing those trick plays, getting lucky, and having your players survive. It's really fun. And I think if you're not a fan of football, you would still have a good time playing Mutant Football League.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's not really a good strategy when you, there probably is when you get like down to the nitty gritty details, but there's not a ton of strategy when you call the plays. It's really simple run plays, really simple pass plays. And like Jeff said, it all comes down to the dirty plays. Did you call them at the same time and they kind of offset each other? Did you bribe the rip before a big play happened? Your opponent didn't know about it. It's just stuff like that. And anybody can pick this up. And, you know, I've never played it. I picked it up for the first time. And me and you played this for like about 2 hours straight. Just having fun with it. I had no idea what I was doing. I was having a blast. And I'm usually super, super competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. Now they've also added a dynasty mode DLC that adds just that, a dynasty mode where you play multiple seasons and your roster is ever changing. So if they die, you have to replace them. And players die a lot in this game. And it's kind of one of the strategies of the game is sometimes even if your opponent's making big plays, if you're killing all of like a lot of the players you have on your team and the opponent's team have stars next to their name, and that's how you know what are the big players. And if you kill them, they're dead. They don't come back in the game. There are settings that makes it so they don't stay dead, but what's the fun in that?
Yeah, and I think there actually is, Jeff, if I'm not mistaken, there is a resurrect feature that you can use. I can't remember how to get it, but yeah, you can actually resurrect players in the middle of a game, or if you play the Dynasty mode, because I used to play I haven't played Dynasty yet, but I played a lot of the season to get some achievements, and you know, after you go through so many games, if you get on a win streak or you do so well, you actually get a resurrect to bring up your teammates. But yeah, that's just a way to kind of balance out, you know, a little bit of how much they die. But you can't resurrect everybody, and a lot of your players are going to die.
All right, so we did mention that this game is pulled a lot from Blitz and, of course, Mutant League Football. But one of the things they pulled from Blitz and NBA Jam specifically is Tim Kitzrow, the guy who does the announcing, the iconic Boom Shakalaka in NBA Jam, if you don't know what that is. Here's a quick clip of him.
And how many balls could a ball chucker chuck if a ball chucker could chuck balls? And the doctor just told him to turn his head and cough. Uncool, dude, you shot blocked me. Rejected. Swipes it away. I love it when you call me Big Papa. Drops it through the pantyhose for two. I mean, nylon for two.
And that adds so much to the game. Just he's really funny. Now, I try to keep this podcast, this show, PG, but this game is not PG. This is an R-rated game if it were in the movie theaters. It's violent. It's foul. Announcers, which just adds to it. So not approved for kids.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah, no, it is absolutely not for kids, but it's not over the top. It's not like the commentators just foul mouth the whole time. They just add little jabs in there and they'll cuss at each other. And it's just like little clips and they get very foul for like 0.25 seconds and it makes it hilarious. And that's what I love about this game. It doesn't take itself seriously.
Okay, so as you can tell, we really enjoyed the game, so I wanted to share some other opinions. So I pulled up Steam here, and here's a couple of fellow gamers leaving their review. Let's see. Hopping Vampire says, they managed to turn a fun game into unbalanced trash. What are your thoughts, Cody?
It's okay to be wrong.
You said your piece. Now we have crazy stuff. Crazy stuff from Steam. He says, I wanted to like it, but honestly, it's flat out junk. What are your thoughts, Cody?
It's okay to be wrong.
All right, Cody. Well, let's get one more review in here from Bake Ear. I believe his name is. He played the game for a full 0.8 hours and was able to add a thorough, comprehensive review. He says, this game is absolute garbage. Hero, thank you, yes. What are your thoughts, Cody? Fantastic. Okay, well, I want to thank you, Cody, for coming on the show this week. You're the first ever guest on Neo Retro Video Game Disco, the best titled podcast on the internets.
I feel sorry for anyone who has to come on after me.
Yeah, you've set the bar quite at a place. And so, now, Cody, we know that you are on the Budget Arcade podcast. Why don't you tell people about that show?
We've been over this. I'm not on Budget Arcade anymore. Anyway, Budget Arcade is a very great, perfect podcast with a bunch of... You know what? I can't say that.
Watch your language.
I know. I can't say that on this podcast. It's a PG show. So, we'll just go with it's interesting people that are on it. But they review free-to-play games every single week. They get 1 week to play the game, and everybody gives it their... It is with Scott Elliott and, of course, the fabulous Jeff. And everybody says whether they would recommend it or not, and... that's the gist of it, but a lot more funny interactions and all kinds of good stuff in that podcast.
And where can people find you on Twitter?
They can't, because I don't use Twitter.
You do too. It's at ButtBiscuits.
I know, but I still
anyway,
don't use it. So.
Okay, stop talking now. I want to thank you for being on the show, and we'll have you back on. We have some other games planned that we're going to cover, but now you need to leave.
What? I don't.
Please go.
No?
That way is the exit. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Cody. Please go. All right, go.
No, hey, please stop pushing. Hey.
Boo this man. Boo
you invited
man.
Me.
Boo him.
You
boo
invited
him.
Me here.
Yes.
I'll have my lawyers.
Yes, my faithful. Boo this man.
Boom shakalaka.
And that's it for the first episode of Neo Retro Video Game Disco. I want to thank you for downloading and recording. And well, you didn't record anything. I did all the work. You did nothing but listen and download. And I appreciate that. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with another episode. And until then, enjoy your games. And I hope they remind you of being a kid.
Neo Retro Video Gaming is created by my dad, Jeff. It comes out every other Monday. Thanks for listening.